Day, everybody out there.
Oh,
it is
April 8th, 2024.
And welcome. We hope you guys had an amazing week and everything went your way and things were just going great for your whole week. And now we start a new week. So let's begin this new week by having a solar eclipse.
It is the solar eclipse week. The solar eclipse is happening tonight, everybody. So be prepared. Some say that it's the end of the world.
Yes, they do.
Do you believe these conspiracies? Or
sometimes.
Are they conspiracies? Or do they have some truth to them?
And some also say
are gonna dive deep
that they call it a solar eclipse sips. And that you're supposed to look at the moon, and it's supposed to hit your eye like a big piece of pie.
I second that emotion.
And then cheers it.
Cheers. To Dennis Leary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. So it's Monday, everybody. Hope you had a good week.
Yes, we
do. I hope you're going to have a good week ahead of you. It's Monday. Remember, if you could have a great Monday, you could have
you
a great life. That's how it goes. It's just we didn't make it up. That's just how it is.
That's life.
That's how life works.
That is the way it goes.
So get your Monday started right. We know that you spent all last weekend sipping too much and eating too much, and you got a belly full of fun and a head full of rum. And you kind of just want to get back to work, get back into the groove.
Get into it.
Going to the gym, eating correctly, maybe going a little vegetarian. But whatever gets whatever gets you back, we're here. We're the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. America's favorite podcast.
Yes.
We are like a pack of cigarettes. You know, we are American, like a pack of cigarettes.
And like a bag of Lay's, because you can't just eat one or can't just listen just once.
Or like a nice
wait a minute.
Piping
I don't want you to hit, smoke too many cigarettes.
Steamy, hot cup of coffee.
That from fresh beans from Puerto Rico.
Yes, everybody out there.
Wake up to the scent of that, or like a pack of bacon.
We want to be your fresh cup of coffee. We want to be your fresh pack of bacon.
Yeah, we do.
And you know, everybody, so you're sick, you're hungover. We're over here on a Monday morning sipping so that you don't have to.
You don't need to. It's unnecessary for you guys.
Stay sober, you know.
So how's the road out there, everybody? We hope the road is going smooth.
We hope it
wherever
is.
Wherever you may be going, we
nice
know you're heading to work
shiny.
Or dropping off your kids or doing something out there. Everybody's on the move. Everybody's on the go. So wherever you may be going, we just hope that you're keeping
safe.
It safe.
Drive safely, yeah.
And
you
watch out for the cycles. Don't be one.
And remember, if you listen to the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, even before you're in the car, like you started off on the laptop and then you work your way into the car with it.
Yes.
Well, don't forget
it.
To do your push-ups. Don't forget to do your crunches. You know, you're trying to work on your body. Summer's coming up, so you don't want to be, you know, you want to be slim,
you want to
trim,
be ready for it.
Full of muscles, you know, for the ladies. And the ladies will do the same, I'm
for
certain.
For the gentlemen.
For the gents. And everybody out there, just don't forget to do your exercises, you know. Exercise all week. Keep up your routine.
That's right.
You got that eating plan. You know, you got that planned meals. Well, go ahead and finish that off. Have yourself a good
week. Just because Lent has ended doesn't mean you have to end what your, what's it called, your resolution was.
Yeah.
You don't have to end that resolution just because it ended. So why not just start a new resolution and end it on New Year's?
That's right. The year starts now, everybody. It is Monday the 8th.
Monday the 8th.
2024. We are here
and
once
also,
again.
Today is dubbed by some parts of North America as the Great Northern American Eclipse. And that's what the media is calling it, some of them out there. And the eclipse occurs when the moon hits your eye like a big piece of pie, like we said before. But it also occurs when the moon passes Earth and the sun at the same time. So they meet each other at the same time. It's like a one alignment type of thing. And what happens is that the moon apparent diameter is larger than the sun's, which is so weird because the sun is a billion million times bigger than the moon.
It just means
the
moon's close to us.
And it's blocking all direct sunlight. Which that's all it means, turning daytime into darkness. Ooh, it's Halloween. Now, don't be scared, everybody out there. Do not get scared because that's just
you know,
an amazing phenomenon.
You know when two forces come close to each other in like wild precision? It can be scary, you know, that force can be scary.
Yes.
That's pretty much what we're going through on Earth, although it's just too big for us to really understand the impact that it has.
It's going to be a great impact.
When those two rocks are spinning that close together.
The coolest part of it is NASA's Mexico gets the best shot of it. So that means considering how close we are to Mexico in Northern America, just period, we're going to get a pretty good glimpse of it all over Northern part of America. So that's so cool. We get a little gift from God and we're going to thank him by looking at it. So everybody get ready for that. Depending on your location, you got to see what time it's going to happen. It's going to go down, and it is going to be cool. It is a phenomenon.
Wait, what time is it happening?
I believe 10:08.
10:08 p.m.?
A.m. in the morning. Oh, and then it's going to turn the day to darkness. Yes, it's going to be morning, and all of a sudden, it's not going to be like
black. It's going to happen right now. Like, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, if you're listening to this, look up at the sky. 10 o'clock. It's Monday, the 8th. The eclipse is happening. Everybody, it's the Monday morning show, the video game podcast. Let's get into some video games.
Yes.
All right, everybody. It is still being recorded that people are still making new discoveries on Red Dead Redemption Part 2.
Oh, wow.
It came out in 2018, a Rockstar game made in San Diego. It is still having discoveries made in the Red Dead Redemption world.
It is. It's true.
It's just incredible.
It's true. It's also been nominated. It's trippy that it's going down like that.
I know.
They've been playing this game. We've been playing this game for so long, and we haven't discovered everything that there is to be discovered because they have hidden so much greatness into this game, and it's so cool.
So much greatness. Like secret conversations.
Yes, everything. Yes, secret dialogue, exactly.
Yeah, secret dialogue.
Everything's crazy about this game. Secret, weird, just weird.
It's hidden details.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you might find a little weird... I know there's dinosaurs to collect, but they might have, like, some kind of weird dinosaur that you didn't even expect to be there. And it's crazy, because there is. For a fact, I know that, because I found one before. So I'm sure there's more than one weird-looking dinosaur. Like, there was one that I found personally where this guy was, like, experimenting with animals and human bones and trying to put it together. And if you read all of the notes that he wrote, it's a trippy thing. He was trying to invent some kind of human-animal thing and bring it to life. So I ran into that in a little house. Yeah. I don't remember exactly. I can't tell you the exact point of where I ran into it, but it was in the house. So, yeah, there's all kinds of weird stuff. There's so many different
the
kinds.
The beast that the scientists created. I like the one where the scientists created the robot.
I probably did, but I don't remember.
And then the robot kills his master.
Like, yeah.
Like, you meet the scientist before the robot's made. You come back later on in the game, and he's made the robot. You come back later on in the game, the robot has killed the master.
Yes.
And you come back later on in the game, and the robot is on the top of the house mourning his master for life. Like, he's like...
So, Gunnar, do you have anything personally that you love the most about the video game Red Dead Redemption? Like, what actually attracted you most towards this game? When you first started playing, I know at the beginning it was like, it takes a long time to get to it because they have all this... dialogue, all this stuff, you know, all these cutscenes, and that kind of gets on my nerves after a while. But what the question is, what brought you to like this game so much to make it be in one of your top video games of all time? What is just one thing? Just if you could just take one thing and pick and choose, what would it be?
You know, there's many things, like there's a top three of things, but the number one thing that brought me to this game,
okay,
and continues to bring me back.
Drum roll, please.
The interaction between your character, either Marshall, John
Martian,
or Arthur.
Arthur, yeah.
It's your interaction with the people and the environment.
What about Dutch?
With the click of the button, you know, like one button clicks, you could say something good, and one button, you could do something bad.
Yes.
And like the whole game mechanic runs off this ability to antagonize or greet somebody.
You know what I trip out on is they allow animal cruelty.
I love that. That's my favorite thing.
I didn't say it was a good or bad thing. I just said I trip out on it. But
yeah, you know.
It's cool.
Guy's got to hunt. Man's got to hunt. Woman's got to hunt.
Well, on the part where you got to eat. Everybody's got to eat. Even if it's a wolf heart or a horse's butt.
Everybody, Xbox has established a team dedicated to game preservation.
Wow.
Which is pretty good because there's NES games out there that like have existed that don't exist anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Especially like small time companies who made very limited copies of a game. Maybe it wasn't so good, or maybe it was a clone.
Just like that one Atari game, what is it, the ET one?
ET.
That they got rid of all of the copies. But you could find them, but
find
emulation,
it,
but we don't speak about that on here. But
like rare games, like Busta Groove.
Busta
Groove. You can't really find
even
Busta
some
Groove.
Japanese, international games that aren't directly from us because we don't make all the game. The good games mostly. I'm not gonna say the good games, but a lot of great games came from the international.
And they're imported. Those games have more probability of getting lost in time because
they're shipped.
Preserved by Americans.
They're shipped, so that how many units did the Americans actually order? And what if they ordered a couple? And they only made a couple.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So, yeah, it could be a rarity.
Xbox is trying to tackle that issue by making a whole team, paying a whole team of people.
Yes, that's good.
To preserving video games. And you know what I would like to see too is
that's actually good. That's games a good thing.
Preserved the computer that they made to build the game, that needs to be preserved too.
Oh,
like the
man.
N64, like they keep rebooting it, but they can't go into
the original
game break it up and start moving, adding new features into it. And
that would be cool.
New animations to
new
it.
New graphics, exactly.
You think with AI that they would be able to do it by now, but they still haven't. And for
actually,
that matter,
they can, but why don't they? You know, that's what I think. I think they can, but what's the reason for not? You think they can? I think they can, but I think for some reason they don't want to.
I don't think they can do it properly.
That might be it. They might be glitchy. It might be super glitchy.
Yeah,
like say you put PS3 or 4 graphics into a Nintendo 64. It's not. It's gonna be super glitchy.
Where is
it? Might not even play right.
If you would have just kept that computer that you built Mario 64 on,
yes,
you could have opened up the file of Mario 64 and start adding onto it there.
Oh, see, and then they could charge add-ons, or they could make a whole new cartridge of just pure add-ons. Part 2. Just
so
add
that's
on to it, extend it.
I think that game devs, listen up. I think that technology is way farther ahead of you than your abilities are.
Yeah.
I think the graphics and...
because they focus too much on the graphics,
the PlayStation
and the dialogue more than the actual game itself. What I think.
So that's what I'm saying. Like the game devs, they don't have the skill or the ability to use those mechanics and those graphics and that power properly.
Mm-hmm.
So all they do is just scan and voice record because they don't know how to make mechanics.
But that costs them so much more money because you have to pay these voice actors and you got to pay, it's forking out more dough than if you could just be the developer
and just creating.
And plus you would be making more money for yourself if they were actually, the developers we're talking to, if you guys were actually just using this technology to your advantages instead of creating more dialogue and more cutscene and that stuff like that.
Just like stop using the power of the system and just use something that you know how to use to make a game, make a ball roll across the screen. Get your polygons correct. Don't try to emphasize using the full capacity of the PlayStation 5 because honestly, humanity will not ever be skilled enough to really operate that amount of power and gigabytes.
Yes, yeah.
And ROM and RAM. Mm-hmm.
And we're wondering, why hasn't there been any new classics coming out? Like, why are the classics still the classics?
Yeah.
But there's no new age one that everybody's going to probably be calling Call of Duty a classic. But
it's old.
But it's old already. It's an old, it's just been remade a million times, like Friday the 13th movie or something.
Lego games.
Minecraft, you're about to say Minecraft, and all it did is keep updating, which is cool. I don't have a problem with that.
Fortnite was the last great game.
Fortnite still being built. But, when are they going to come out with a brand new classic that's just going to take over the industry like Fortnite or Minecraft did at their time? But now it's the time for something new.
Yeah, Fortnite came out in 2017.
For a new creation.
It's been a long time.
Friday the 13th had the potential to be that thing, but then they got sued. And that broke our hearts as gamers.
The entertainment industry has hit COVID and the strike and the video game strike.
And they didn't make crap off of getting sued or suing the makers of that game. I'm talking about Friday the 13th, the video game. They didn't get crap. And you know what's so dumb is the only one that sued was Friday the 13th Part 1, the original. The lamest, in my opinion, the lamest one because it doesn't even feature Jason, only Jason's mom. And that's why they sued it, for using Jason's mom. And it's a dumb lawsuit, but I could babble on and on, but at the same time, it's not going to change anything. But still, this game had so much potential. In my opinion, it could have probably been the next classic.
All right, everybody. It is Monday the 8th. You are listening to the Video Game Podcast.
The Eclipse Special.
We got some news for you. Next week, we're going to start up a new aspect of the show, which we could like to call the YouTube aspect of our show.
YouTube aspect.
We're going to be getting more prominently on YouTube, and we're going to start next week by running 15-minute episodes,
for sure,
specially designed for YouTube, not on Spotify. A real quick
They're going to have a lot
quick
more.
And easy version of our show.
Yes, it's going to have a lot more detail. It's going to be very detailed, just pure detail, just pure raw detail. Out. So instead of like us like giving you the whole expanded version of
the jokes
of
and
our,
the love,
yeah,
there'll still be jokes and love.
There'll be jokes and love, but it's going to be a shorter, more impact, more explosive, if you will, kind of like a nuke bomb. You know, it's packed with all this stuff.
Atoms.
And, yep, a lot of atoms. We're going to put all our atoms in there and
yeah,
just freaking watch it. Watch out.
Right,
watch
so
out, YouTube world. We're going to be out there. And so all you maniacs
doubters.
Out there.
Oh, no, yeah, maniacs.
All the maniacs out there, I want you guys to know. Stay tuned. Things
doubters
are,
don't
things
to
are
show.
Only growing.
All right, you maniacs. Also, remember that we're still going to have the Spotify, the Spotify version. We're going to be going a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Usually we go about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour and 10 minutes maybe. That's like the average.
But
we're
now
just
going
to try to cut it down to half an hour.
We're going
to
try this new campaign thing that we're going to be doing, that
we've
been doing.
We're trying to, help you out a little bit. We want you to listen. We want you to continue to listen. But at the same time, we want to grow so that you
and
need
expand.
To tell your friends. You need to tell your friends. What's your problem? You've been listening to the show every week.
Spread the joy.
You watch the episode twice, three times. You like it so much, but you still haven't told your friends about it.
Spread it like
butter.
Like,
get out there and spread it, man. We're trying to have a conversation
here.
Spread
it here. Like jelly.
We're trying to spread some love, and we're also trying to just have a good show.
Can someone pass the jelly?
That we all could agree is good. You know, we are the counterculture to what's going on in the entertainment world right now. Look at, we don't like it. Nobody does.
Nobody really does. They just they have to deal with it because it's there. It's just the last thing. It's the last hope that they have. So they're holding on to it for dear life.
Oh,
but yet,
man.
Guess what?
And
you can come on our side, to the Runner and Gunner side.
Yeah, that's
and things
right.
are going to be much greater.
Yeah, because you're like, I can't backtrack because if I backtrack, you look foolish. But we're like, no, dude, you can backtrack to
backtrack.
Us. We'll still accept you.
Heck yeah.
You can backtrack back to us.
Yes, you can.
You know, like a soon Hari, when could you backtrack? Well, soon.
Soon.
Well, how about right now?
Yeah, soon enough. Yeah, how about right now?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Right now, the no time better than the present. And the present is the Runner and Gunner present. You got to unwrap every day and just listen to it. And once you listen to it and you understand where we're coming from and what we're trying to give to our community, and especially the Maniacs knows what's up. I don't even have to explain this to them. Maniacs, this isn't for you. This is for the other community, the newcomers that are coming in. We're trying to spread the joy, the love, and everything in the entertainment industry. We're just trying to show you guys that the entertainment industry could be so much stronger with raw, great talent. And also, gaming can be awesome with great creation.
All right, everybody, we got to take a quick commercial break.
It is that time.
But before we go, we want to tell you that we are sponsored by Hilton Hotels.
Hilton.
You need to rest your fuzzy little head on a nice soft pillow. Well, have the Hilton Hotels. Paris Hilton is included.
And if you like toilets squirting water on your butt, go to a Paris Hilton hotel.
Yes.
They got that special feature. I forgot what those toilets are called. But
bidets.
Yeah.
Bidets? No, she wanted to. Everybody else, it's also sponsored by Lay's Potato Chips.
Everybody should go out there and get Lay's.
Everybody should go out there and get Lay's.
Yeah. Hershey's chocolate. Hershey's.
Squirt.
Is always better with nuts.
All right, everybody. Take care. We'll be right back after
these commercial breaks. Hello, sir. How can I serve you today?
Hello. How soon could I get a soon Hari?
Oh, a soon Hari? Soon enough.
How soon is that?
Coming right up, sir. Soon Hari. Korean apple mango sips. lovely Monday morning to everybody out there in the RNG atmosphere. And
lovely
welcome
Monday morning back to you, everybody.
To April 8th,
welcome
2024.
Back to the show, the video game podcast. The only Monday morning podcast on the internet. We've
the
already
only
been through
one.
This.
One and only.
How come you're not following our Instagram? It's kind of irritating that you don't follow the Instagram, laugh at it, conversate with us when we have posts.
Yeah, we'll give you
it's
guys
It's getting irritating.
Feedback. I mean, come on.
You watch a lot of stuff on the internet. You doom scroll all day long. You can doom scroll some Runner and Gunner video game podcast Instagram.
And it won't take long at all just to leave a little message, a little text here and there, and then we will respond to you instantaneously.
Instantly on Instagram.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what
instant
they call it.
Insta.
Hence its name.
Yeah, instant. Instant replay. You know, instantly.
And, well, that's the point of the YouTube that we're going to be coming out with. We want to gain some awareness for Instagram page because it's popping, dude. We're, like, talking about things. We're making fun of people.
You can see where Runner and Gunner have been, what they're doing,
spreading
what they're
love,
about. You know, all the good stuff that Runner and Gunner.
Showing lists of how to get chicks.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to talk about, we talk about video games on there as well. We talk about what's going on in the video game industry, what's up and coming, what's late and dying, what, you know, what's going on in the whole world, too. Global
yeah,
issues,
we're not
everything.
Just a video game podcast. We're the video game podcast.
The one and only.
Yeah, which means we talk about entertainment in a whole.
As America's favorite
games,
podcast.
Avatar movies.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal's ass beating.
Will Smith smacking everybody in the head.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're still doing it all.
We want to see it.
It's all happening.
We want to see Will Smith sock Jake Gyllenhaal next.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That'll be funny. That'd yeah, be that'd be a great one.
I wish this generation of Hollywood actors was more better. I wish they were more entertaining.
We all do. We all just wish that they would just come out and be more entertaining, be more, you know, like the older time. They're not following. They're trying to
they're
create this new pathway.
They're a bunch of perverts.
And you don't hear too many Hollywood actors nowadays praising the ones who paved the way for them. I never hear anybody praising the good old Hollywood actors. You know, the originators, the creators.
I don't ever hear that. Clark Gable.
Clark Gable.
Greta Garbo.
Oh, man. Here we go.
You know.
Betty White. Come on.
Harrison Ford. I mean, Charleston Heston.
Well, Harrison Ford, too. Yeah,
Harrison
you can throw
Ford
him in
also.
There.
Charleston Heston is who
yeah,
I met, though.
Heck yeah.
Gregory Peck.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, man. Jimmy Stewart, man.
Jimmy Durante.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon. No, wait.
Spencer Tracy.
Don't count. Spencer Davis.
Spencer Davis, yeah. John Lennon.
Really? Seriously?
Sidney Poitier.
Yeah.
John Wayne.
Clint
Sidney
Eastwood
Poitier.
Is still alive, and nobody, you got everybody
Clint
should be
Eastwood is still alive.
Talking about how Clint Eastwood is the greatest actor alive right now, besides maybe Jack Nicholson and some
Jack
other
Nicholson
people.
Is the
but,
best.
But, you know, but I'm saying he's yeah. one of the greatest.
Bill Murray, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, of course, guys those guys. But I mean, at his time, in his prime, he was probably one of the greatest actors that ever existed.
I think he still is, and I think Jack Nicholson still is. And I think if Jack Nicholson made a movie as an old man about an old man, it would still blow away
yeah, it would
all
be funny.
This new class of
it would be funny.
James Franco and his brother and
yeah.
Margot Robbie and the other Saturday Night Live girls.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Like, come on. Like, let's get real. There is no real anymore. It's all a bunch of phony perverts
yeah.
who are pretending that they're good people. Whereas
but
before, there was a bunch of good people pretending that they were perverts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, which is cool.
Which is a lot better.
That's cool. I mean, that's okay.
Because you don't have to do the deed, you know. You could just pretend that you do the deed.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody will believe you. And if everybody
that
believes
cool.
that you've done things more than you've done, but you didn't do them, you know, isn't that kind of like good for you?
It is. It's better for the world, actually.
No such thing as bad publicity. Everybody, Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Let's get back
across
to the video game podcast.
Every... All of them, right? It's just Fortnite across
across everything.
Across
yeah.
everything, yeah, everything. And we're talking PC,
Xbox,
every console,
PlayStation,
you can think of in the world,
Nintendo,
yeah, everywhere,
handheld devices.
I know
droids.
What's going on?
Fortnite. I think it has a
iPhones,
lot to do with.
Come on, Apple too.
Between all those systems that I just mentioned, you could all play with each other. Cross play.
Yes,
and
you can. You can.
And video game devs, you should learn from this. Shouldn't you learn from the most popular game ever created in life?
Cross play.
Cross play.
Cross play.
Makes it okay.
All day. All right.
Crossplay all day makes it okay.
That's right. You jump on it.
Every system.
And why aren't they jumping on it?
Pick up and play.
What is the problem? Again, devs, we're talking to you guys.
They're
once
not that
again,
smart. That's why. That's what their problem
maybe
is.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Or maybe they're just robots.
Hey,
who
I'm
knows?
Not a game dev, so I can't even say
maybe
much.
Maybe the devs are robots. Maybe they're AIs.
But AI should be smart. Oh.
But I meant robots in the industry.
I was
but
say,
at the
maybe
same
AI
time,
AI should be smarter. AI. But then.
Who creates AI?
Yeah, exactly.
Them. Again, it comes back
them
around.
Again, yeah.
It comes back around to them. So
the game devs who don't know how to create games.
Yeah, so what we're saying is they could do better.
Record. They know how to
which
record somebody talk.
To learn something from this little simple game. The graphics aren't amazing. The physics aren't the best. It has a lot of glitches.
But
yet
got
it's
crossplay.
It has crossplay and it's number one in the industry. The whole industry as a whole.
And it keeps them upgrading. Like, these upgrades aren't even like, oh, here's
true.
Some new skins.
Very true.
Oh, and here's a new couple songs and a mask.
No, they give you new weapons, new everything.
New cars,
everything.
New environments, new animations.
Just new. New, yeah,
new gameplay, new graphics.
The dances, yeah, the animations.
Better graphics.
The graphics upgraded.
Since 2017, the graphics have, like, all together got
yeah.
better.
Yeah, they do.
Which is amazing, because that's like AEW, the video game, Rampage, or,
yeah, AEW.
Oh, I forgot. It's Double or Nothing. That would be like the video game, not only just updating, but getting better graphics, getting better animations,
yes.
getting more moves, getting more environmental
and
effects.
And more and more characters. That's the thing. They just keep building
more
and
characters.
Building. Like, just get celebrities. Throw in whoever.
And also, like,
celebrities
better,
or anybody.
Better presentation, you know, better
oh yeah, loading screen.
When it starts, when the updating screen updates. Yeah, you know, just like all of that. Like, if all of a sudden AEW became No Mercy, even though it didn't start off as No Mercy, but it became No Mercy, that'd be amazing.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Then that's pretty much what Fortnite did. It's like it wasn't Fortnite, but it became Fortnite. I know Fortnite's its own entity now, so I can say that.
It is now. Now it is. I mean, Fortnite is amazing because what they did with this game, this little game, they changed it into a big, giant, whole industry in its own.
And I like it. I ain't gonna lie. You know what? I played that game on the Nintendo Switch
mm-hmm.
with my brother.
Yes.
Who was on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
With my niece.
Play.
Who was on her Nintendo Switch in
Cross
a different city.
Play all day.
And with her, my other niece, who was in the same room as her, in that same city as her.
But on a different console as
so
well.
Four of us, different consoles,
different
all
areas,
playing with each other.
And different areas of the room.
In different cities.
Or different places, yeah, just.
Different places
yeah,
altogether.
Just, yeah.
And let me tell you, and we all had headphones, so we were all talking to each other. It was one amazing experience for a video game that I ever had.
It's a pretty fun, yeah, it's very fun, actually. When you start getting into it, it could be fun. It does get boring after a while, but guess what? Everybody comes back around to it because it is the biggest video game currently in the industry. It's number one still.
It's number one.
Across the board.
2017, Epic Games put out Fortnite, and let me tell you, it's been nothing but grown. We actually are going to have a Fortnite episode.
We will.
Because there's so much more to talk about
there
with this
is.
Game.
The all
Travis
the skins,
Scott,
all
the
weapons.
Skins,
and
banana people.
The parachutes that they come with.
Parachutes,
all kinds of different parachutes. So,
similarities
I mean,
with other games that,
yes,
that
yes,
helped inspire
yes.
the development of this game.
Yes, a lot of them did too. There's so many shoot 'em up games. But this one.
Other games that
is
were
probably the number one.
On the list of most played games of 2023 are Minecraft,
Roblox,
Counter-Strike,
and Grand Theft Auto 5. I don't know why, but hey, I'm not a fan, to be honest. I don't know. But
we also
it's
got
on
The
there.
Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah.
What was interesting is a lot of games, 60% of all games played this year were older games.
Oh.
From not this year, from like 2018 and before.
Developers, listen up.
And then I guess 40% is Grand Theft Auto 5, Fortnite, Minecraft.
Dang.
And
so you know what's crazy? You're right. Nothing
Roblox.
Except for Tears of the Kingdom is even close
to being different or original.
Yeah, nothing is even
and
close.
And even that's a sequel.
That is a sequel as well.
The Switch has an interesting list of top played games. It's got Fortnite is number one, like everyone else. But it's got the Tears of the Kingdom is 2. Super Mario Brothers Wonder is number 3. Mario Kart 8 is still being played. It's on top 4.
And Minecraft,
and
of course.
Minecraft is on
everyone
number
knows.
5.
Minecraft is all over the place as well.
But we also got Pokemon and Animal Crossing, which aren't on other games. And Super Smash Brothers Ultimate comes in at number 10.
See, so they pretty much have... And I still play Super Smash. They're doing their own thing, which is cool. I give them props for that.
All right, everybody. You know, that's the show. We have a lot more to talk about. But like I said, we're getting ready.
We got to wrap it up.
The new campaign of the show. All you maniacs have been waiting for something new and different. We're still on season 5, and you're waiting for season 6. Will we ever get there? Well, we need to develop. As we're telling the game developers, we're taking our own advice, and we're putting those development ideas
in progress
into our own
right
show
now.
Yet.
It's processing as we speak.
And so it's in a process right now. So everybody out there, I hope you had a good time. We have so much more to talk about. We want to tell you, Lennies, how to get ladies. We want to tell you, ladies, how to find the right man who's not a Lenny.
Gentlemen.
How to skewer the sea of jellyfish and cuttlefish. Men, don't act like cuttlefish. You don't have to pretend like you're a girl to get a guy.
You don't have
just
to do
be
it.
Be your own self. You know?
Just be original. Stink. Men out there, just be original. Stink. Be yourselves and be who you are. And if she don't like you, then somebody out there will. Don't worry so much about
somebody.
That's right. The hottest of somebody, the hottest of what you think is the best one, she will always like you as long as you're yourself
with
and original.
With the best face and the best body parts.
Yeah, everything that you love and like, it's out there, and you guys can get it. But you just got to go out there and get it.
And so,
don't let it come to you, because it won't.
We know that a great aspect of the Runner and Gunner video game podcast is little Easter eggs that teach you men, how to get the lady of your dreams.
Ladies.
How to get the lady of your desire, and how to get the life that you want. Yes. However, we hide it in little Easter eggs, so you got to listen to the show if you want to figure it out all of it, because we ain't a couple scientists, but
so
we certainly think
rewind.
Like some. All right, everybody, that's the show. We got to
go. But
before
first,
we go, we want to tell you about... Tax season.
And it is among us. Everybody out there, he's coming.
Taxes done,
April
16th.
He's coming for you. I'm telling you.
And
the whole crew.
With the Bidenomics, man, well, you'll probably be getting a good nothing
all
back.
They're coming. And guess what?
It
might be
couple
back
mangoes.
Pay. It might be forward pay. It might be no pay. It might be...
A couple pennies on your eyes.
It might be a dollar. But hey.
A couple of mango soon haris.
They might just give you a...
How soon could I get my tax...
They might...
Tax return.
Might give you a small hamburger.
You better get a soon hari instead, because it's going to be a while.
Yeah.
And even if you don't get the money that you want, well, hopefully better luck next year.
And if Biden is calculating everything, we're all going to be in a big hole. So everybody out there... everybody out there, do your taxes, because it's good for the land. And
producers, can we edit that?
You know why it's good for the land?
We're gonna edit that.
Taxes are good for the land, so Biden could come out and waste more money on his crap and his old man and all his pills. It's good for the land, and it's good for you to live in this beautiful country. So pay your taxes, pay your dues, do what you gotta do. And don't doo-doo in the toilet too often, because it goes to the ocean, and that costs tax as well.
All right, everybody, we got to go. But before we go, we got to give you the best part of the show.
Wait, Gunnar, you're talking about the greatest part of the show?
I'm talking about the... Yeah. The best part of the show? Because I do mean the greatest part of the show that loves.
That we love to call?
The part that we love to call...
NCAA championship is happening today. Yes, today, the same day as the solar eclipse. The NCAA championship is going now. Purdue versus UConn. Who will win? A battle of wits. A battle of everything. It's going to be the craziest championship
crazy,
I've ever seen.
Crazy
two
Larry's.
Number one seeds going at it. All crazy. Battle. It's going to be insane.
Battle.
And in the world of MLB. Ohtani is still there, and he's still in the scandal. But what is he doing with the scandal?
Gambling?
Hitting home runs every day. That too. All he's doing is hitting home runs, and I hope he's putting the money on himself. Lakers are still struggling, but still doing good. They're among the playoff race, so hopefully they can do it. But what's going on in the world of entertainment and wrestling?
WrestleMania is this month, everybody. Just don't forget it, because it is showing up in your house.
WrestleMania!
And that's it. That's all that there is. There's no video games coming out. There's no movies coming out. Ghostbusters was garbage. You should watch Caddyshack instead. Everybody out there, this is the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. You want to know about entertainment? Well, there's a new internet going down. There's a new show going down on the internet.
What's it called?
New celebrity who's underground, who hasn't been mentioned yet, and their names are the Runner and Gunner.
The Runner and Gunner.
Nobody's better than them. They are the counterculture to America's entertainment, and they are great. But people refuse to acknowledge them because they don't talk about Trump and Biden.
Or any of trendy things that are going on in the industry are, either way, they're untrendy. They are the anti-trend.
But we are a show for those people. We are a show for the working man and the working woman to get to work and to get back home from work safely.
Safely.
In all your safe regards.
Every day.
Underneath one spirit, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ's name. God help us all.
Yes.
You want to get home from work? We want you to get home from work.
We do.
You want to be entertained and have fun and not listen to Trump versus Biden?
We want you entertained and having fun and having a great day. Every day.
And having greatness.
Because if you can have a great Monday,
then you can have a great life. Everybody, Happy Gilmore Part 2 is coming out. And Adam Sandler has gone on record to say that it will play homage.
But it's not going to be the same without Chubbs. But we still know that Chubbs' funeral is going to be involved part two. But he actually died in part one.
I'm having fun watching the old school interviews of Shooter McGavin.
Mm-hmm.
When he talks about his experience on the set of Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay.
They had no idea. They had a bunch of like Judd Apatow help write it.
And, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Dennis Dugan.
Wow.
And these people are like
classic writers. Classic.
They're classic.
These
underground.
Guys are,
they were underground during the filming of Happy Gilmore, but now they're Judd Apatow and
Dennis Dugan. He brought the alumni from the old crew.
They really did. They all helped each other grow up. So we're actually, in this entertainment world, we're actually waiting for a new class of entertainers.
How long ago did Happy Gilmore 1 come out?
1994.
Chris Farley.
20 years ago
was alive, right? Chris Farley was alive.
Yes, he was.
And that's how long ago it was.
Billy Madison.
Tupac Shakur, alive. Biggie Smalls, alive. Wow. Selena was alive, too. So, I mean, come on. This is how long ago it's been since Happy Gilmore 1 came out. Part 2, it's good. It has to be. If it's not legendary, man.
I got it.
Kick yourselves in the
face. Chris Farley.
That's terrible.
Must have been in the auditions for the homeless caddy.
Oh, man. But
I bet you anything, right? And then Adam Sandler just got his friend from Grandma's Boy.
Yeah.
Alan.
Alan, the guy from Grandma's Boy, yeah.
Yeah, Alan. And I bet anything it was Chris Farley, but Chris Farley had either Tommy Boy or Black Sheep at the time.
Something going on, yeah.
I guarantee you, because that would have been Chris Farley's role,
man,
right?
Yes, come on.
Could you imagine Happy Gilmore?
He would have tore it apart.
With Chris Farley as the caddy?
Oh, it would have been the ultimate all-time classic, but yeah,
The homeless,
yes, to just pick up the thing and eat it. Pick up what was a quarter? Oh no, the quarter. He picked the quarter and put it in his pocket. He was washing his underwear in the golf ball washer.
Putting shampoo on his head in the lake.
Yeah, taking a bath.
And then you would have had Chris Farley grow a beard too. That would have been funny, man.
It is an all-time classic, but it just would have brought the classicness to that much more. More classic.
Everybody, 420 is coming up. 420, 2024. Can anyone even say that? All right, it's going to happen, everybody. If you're going out to a rave, if you're going out to a concert, be safe. It's going to be extra high.
And just remember,
I'm going to see Tech 9.
If you're in the states where it's legal to do it. Why not? If you're of age and it's legal in your state, just try it. Come on. We're not peer pressuring you to do it.
Are you saying the ladies should try showing their titties or smoke weed? I lost you there.
I think the first one, but the second one a little bit too.
Oh, yes. You know, it's the States, everybody. Go ahead. Remember, summer's coming up, so you better work on your bellies. Man, yeah. You don't want to have a big fat belly. You want to have a hard chest. You know, you want to be able to do those one-handed push-ups.
That's why after 420, and 1,000 squats. Maybe they should switch to that and start working out.
After 420,
then give
stop
up
eating
the
cupcakes and the glasses of milk.
Yeah, and the hamburgers.
And start waking up and doing your push-ups.
Stop eating Pizza Hut. Stop eating.
My back hurts. Yeah. I smoke too much weed. Well, dog, it's 420. It's 421. Stop smoking weed.
It has to happen.
Yeah,
so it's bound to happen.
That's all we're saying. We're just saying take care of yourself, everybody. It's the new year. Keep on your resolution. Wasn't your resolution to lose weight?
And physically fit, mentally fit even more. But physically fit as well, you know? Mentally and physically fit is amazing. If you do both of those things, you're going to have another great year. And that's why we're trying to tell you guys on the Runner Gunner video game podcast, just to stay physically, mentally fit. And emotionally fit.
Emotionally fit. Emotionally fit. It's a difference. See, runners, you even brought up something that they weren't even expecting to hear on the Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
It's all the same, though. It's all part of one. You know,
you want to be emotionally fit. Look, when a lady rejects you, you want to know what to do with that.
Don't
when a
lady... go in the hallway and cry about you. About anybody. Anybody denying you in any way. Because you...
When a lady loves you and when a lady holds your hand, you also want to handle that well, too. You don't want to jump her bones and ruin it.
Did you say what? Well, hold on.
Jump the gun. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
You know,
whoa. I thought you said
don't jump the gunner because he'll get pissed.
Don't jump the gunner.
And he might shoot. He might shoot in the foot.
Yeah, he might. Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, like, be patient. Be cool. You're a man. You know, you have self-control. So exercise that self-control,
and
everybody.
Control. Yeah,
when she rejects you, have confidence. When she loves you, have self-control. Everybody out there, have a great Monday.
Yes.
It's 2024. Don't move so fast. It's already April.
And don't forget, everybody, today is the big day. Today, the solar eclipse is coming. Just get ready, everybody. Check your times. And we know that it's happening over here in Los Angeles area. It's happening around 10:05 or something like that. So everybody in North America, you can figure out the times. It's going to happen. Get ready for the eclipse. You know what? Because the moon is going to cover the sun, and the sun is going to be smaller than the moon for once. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to get black, pitch black, not black, but just like kind of hazy gray coloring in your areas, in my areas, in Mexico, in Texas, New York. You know, everybody's going to be feeling it. So this is a big deal in America, Northern America. So everybody out there, you guys take care wherever you may be doing and whatever you may be going to. I hope it doesn't happen during your traffic hour. And if it does, don't freak out. Don't trip. Just keep on driving straight. Turn on your headlights and make sure you're all right.
And you know what we always say, you know, if we lived in Greenland, we would love Greenland.
We would.
If we lived in Brazil, we would love Brazil.
And if we lived in Belgium,
we would love
Belgium.
And if we lived in England, we would love
England. We would love King George.
And if we lived in Hong Kong, we would love Hong Kong. And if we lived in China, we would love Hong Kong. And if we lived in America,
we would love California.
And California.
So everybody out there, we love you guys.
Everybody, the next solar eclipse that can be seen from the U.S. will be on August
2044.
So go ahead and watch this one.
How many years ahead that is?
And starting in Greenland, the eclipse will travel through Canada before ending around sunset in Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota.
Which is not California.
That's
which is
20
not,
years from today.
And it is not going to be as close to our side. I mean, I'm just talking about for the West Coast, but at the same time, I'm talking about New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Connecticut, everybody out there.
Yes.
You guys got to watch it too. It's going to be amazing. Everybody check it out.
We are the video game podcast, everybody. Start telling your friends. I'm kind of getting sick of you not telling your friends.
Tell everyone.
Irritating me. We're the Americans. Is it because we love Israel? Is that why you hate us? Because there needs to be a reason.
What is the reason?
Because you listen to us all the way through and through. How can we not tell your friends? Go ahead and tell your friends. Listen, if you go tell 7 of your friends and 5 of them listen, you will be blessed not only this month, but for the rest of your life. The rest of your life.
Yeah.
How's that? Go ahead and tell people about the Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
Do it.
We're positive radio without being so positive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because we'll say things
and
like,
we don't even give you any negativity.
I thought P. Diddy's music sucked, so I knew it all along.
Yeah, we don't have to say that. That is the unheard of stuff.
Nobody's ever saying that. You know, his music did suck. Like, what
Pretty
song
bad.
Do you like?
Did he his make producing was cool, but
Pastor Cavassier, was that the only one?
But he had help.
He had help from
help.
Pharrell.
Busta.
No, Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Busta.
Oh, yeah.
Pharrell
and
Busta.
Yeah, he needed, yeah.
It wasn't him. And he also had help because Tupac was shot to death.
Yeah, well.
And Biggie was shot also.
To death.
And so was Dr. Evil in the laboratory with Mr. Picklesworth. Everybody out there, it is Monday. We are the Monday Morning Show. We are
the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast.
And we're the Monday Morning Video Game Podcast,
so
America's
there, we want
favorite
you guys
podcast.
To just go home, or not go home, get to your destination and enjoy yourselves today. Just enjoy the beautiful day. And remember, a solar eclipse is going to help you live a better life.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it doesn't happen often, not until 20 plus more years. And some of us won't be here in 20 plus years. So go out there and enjoy it.
And ladies, I heard that standing outside during the eclipse makes your bra-ta-tas a little bit bigger.
Yes, it does.
And so, man, I heard standing outside on the moon does nothing. So don't even think about it.
So get your butts out and watch the eclipse, everybody. That's the big deal and that's the big issue. And that is what's happening. So everybody, enjoy your Monday. Get to your destinations. Love each other. Live life and love this great solar eclipse.
And love your life. Life is good, Lennies. Love yourself. We love you.
We
I
do.
Love you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, everybody.
Amen, everybody.
Have a happy Monday.
Solar eclipse.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Show Podcast broadcast was brought to you by Nike's Shoes and created by RNG Productions.
RNG Productions, the greatest productions in America and the industry.
Watch next week and we'll see you next week. The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast. Welcome to the bar, sir. How may I serve you?
How soon can I get a soon hari?
Soon enough.
How soon is that?
Soon enough, sir.
Tesla suck. Tesla suck. Tesla suck. Tesla suck.
Hey.
Tesla suck.
What's going on here?
Tesla suck. Tesla suck.
Can I help you, sir? Are you doing anything to help society?
Hey, well, if you give me a free Tesla, because I don't know how they drive and how they perform, I think they're just energy-sucking, mad-loving pieces of garbage cars that run on love and energy. I don't get it. Tesla suck. Come on, everybody. Tesla suck. Tesla suck.
So what you're telling me is all I got to do is give you this brand new Tesla with state-of-the-art tires that fix themselves when destroyed, with doors that open up by themselves, with windshield wipers made of heat rays. You're telling me if I give you these keys, you won't accept it and drive down the beautiful road of San Diego into the sunset of life?
Wait a minute. You didn't say anything about a free Tesla. Here, hand me the keys. Let me just give it a little test drive on this Tesla. Sorry, people, I've got to take this test drive while I go to my next place. So everybody who I was over here protesting with, you know, hey, Tesla suck, but they might as well drive me where I got to go.
Here you go.
Teslas drive you where you got to go.
Tesla, available for $2.99 a month for 17 years.
Tesla don't suck.
I'm Elon Musk, and I totally endorse this commercial.
Solid. Money that are not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our closed segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.